So just a couple of things that I wanted to point out. First of all, is that each school has its own safety plan, and those plans are reviewed each year. We're actually reviewing them again now, and making sure that they align with our district safety plan. Next is that we have a school resource officer in every building, and we have an additional resource officer that floats in between schools as needed. We have increased the number of cameras and access door readers at each of our schools. One of the things that we've added to our safety plan is our Checkmate Pro. If you visited one of our schools, you know that we use Checkmate Pro to look at your driver's license and to scan that before we let people into our buildings. We've added a lot of fencing to secure our playgrounds and our schools. We've added vape sensors in all of our bathrooms and other locations in our middle school and high school. And then this year we added the Syntegic Crisis Alert System to our all of our staff have that in our buildings. And then not only is it the resources that we have in our buildings, but we've also undergone a lot of training and provided training for our staff. The first training that those who participated in it first, let me just tell you that would be all of our system level people, our school level principals and assistant principals, and all of our counselors and our SROs were participated in the behavior threat assessment training. And then also we had the training called Civilian Response to Active Shooter Training. All of our staff in the school system this past school year went through that training. All of our staff went through the Stop the Bleed training. And then also, let me just say that monthly we conduct these drills. So we're not just conducting fire drills, we're conducting severe weather drills, we're conducting lockdown drills and intruder drills. So these are just some of the things that we currently have in place. And